gesessen, die Reise und scherzte ihn. So, die Scheiche scherzte mir mit dem Scherzer und die Unsinne. Nach Bol Simoni, diese Matte und diese Reise. Er kommt wieder an. So, dann war jetzt, it's not only in Chathrile, in Rabona, it's in Chathrile, in der Reise. So, the question is, Monefscher, Mauinu hach mit Kroker, mit der Konto. So, do Hashulchon raises, discusses that. From the day, walk a bush, the age mach here, the name could have done the hoose. In the could have done the hoose, Fremar, the Zewa Deish in view of the sea from the veins, the Hishish in Paragraph from the day, the Hishish in Raulias from Cloud, who they assume the Nika Vera Pimi, who they man and ticket invasion, after the talk of the gates. Aber in die Kapelle hat nie gar mit denen zu treffen, mit den schönen Menschen, die gehen nach uns. So die Frage ist, so mal hier nur hach mit Kroko mit der Kanton, die nur mit Sachen wird die Hälfte bewegt. So die Hälfte nicht, wir haben die Kanton, hat er es selbst die Kanton. Nein, so, but, welche gesehen die Kanton mit nach uns, but mit der Flügel die Kanton. So we train in the case, let's say, if they were paying and they didn't find and they didn't find a naked in the air of living, in the inner membrane. So then it's all right, because too, Benchet is a ticket bachutz, but Benchet is actually a ticket with me, and in order to become treifer, machmas naked, so both membranes have to be perforated. So if we stripped off the outer membrane, after we cut both simony, we stripped off the outer membrane of the patient, and we left the inner membrane exposed, and then we look at it, and we look at it very thoroughly, and very carefully, and then we don't see any naked, and we don't see any naked. So then, it's a good ticket, because too, any ticket bachut. So we cannot determine with certainty as to whether there was a naked in the outer membrane or not, but assuming the worst, that there was a naked, but there is no naked in the in Apnimi, and if there is a naked just in the outer membrane, not a naked in the inner membrane, so it's still changed. But it's mashma that in Krakow the practice was to be vedic, and if they didn't see a naked in both membranes, even if they noticed a naked in the inner membrane, but if they didn't see a naked from the outer membrane, they were also machshav avos. Otherwise, it would still have entailed a great loss for the shochtim of avos. So the question is, in such a case, how could the ticket be an effective ticket? So apparently, in Krakow, they resorted to two colors. One color is because, I mentioned before I started the Shia, three basic machlokes change in similar view. Now, so two of the basic machlokes are relevant here in regard to the practice that existed in Krakow. One machlokes shaming is the machlokes of the shaming on one hand and the rabbon and the rosh on the other hand, as whether we pass the right with the saloche or we don't pass. So of the shaming say we don't pass with the saloche and we are in Shem Hebrew, and the rabbon and the rosh says we do pass with the saloche. So we are not in Shem Hebrew. So that's one thing, one point that we have to see. Then there is another machlokes. The machlokes is the Rebbe and the whole other machine. Because the Rebbe says that the patient they will pick in Bachut only vis-a-vis the question of Trusa. But vis-a-vis the question of Likubo, so usually pick in Bachut. Usually pick in Bachut. But all the other machine is Machirik and the Rebbe. Now, so apparently the Chachmik Choke, they were making two kules. They applied two kules. First of all, they relied on the shita of the Rabban and the Rosh, even though most the Sheikh Machinik. Second, they relied And the shite of the Rebbe, even though most Rishonim achilu kam Rebbe, and they hold, they agree with Rashi, they agree with Rashi that Yisheh even Tikkun Bachutz applies not only to the question of yes Tursa or no Tursa, but it applies to the question of yes Nikuba, no Nikuba either. So that means they apply both frequencies, both chores, and the most Bachutz Rishonim. So most Rishonim are on the side of Chumash. In the Machlokes Rishonim, in regard to the question as to whether we pass in like Chumash or we don't pass in like Chumash. So the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Rambam, the Rambam, they all pass in that we don't pass in like Chumash. Because the Gemara says, for some of the Rishonim, but the Rabbein and the Rosh, that was socialist, even Chumash, a new Rishonim, they say that the Gemara will just mask him. Kosovar in Chishas of Yusso. But in Achname, Ulay could agree with Shmuel's thing also, and still not the Chishish. Here in the case of Jake Stochum, Bimeshe, Gitar Meshe. So that was the Chachmi Koke, relying on the Kule of the Rabbon and Rosh, even though it was contrary to the Shita Moses Hashem. And then sometimes they rely on the Kule of the Rebbe, even though it was contrary to the Shita of Moses Hashem. I must say, it would be much better if they would just quit the practice that Chumreh, so he says. So, the Yesh to David was a harvey, ki hu yisa the rice, the Yesh say, or your table, shall we leave the cloud, the Yesh the harvute, the leave the people in Hokeo, the mocking beakers. So, he doesn't approve of that practice that existed in Bach. Nifrat ha-reishet ve-hakot ve-nizdal ge-ruze mize ve-reif shio or contrary. That's the shit of the Rach. His bald beruba means that they were to be came detached one simon from the other. Now, zek, zefek she-nikat gado zefek she-nikat gado neket mifuresh ve-mashu treif ve-izeu gadel זה שניתח עם הבשת כשיאר יכולים צבורי אבל שור הספק שניקח מותר. Now, we went over that mission yesterday, but let's just briefly again. Alright, that means volume days. They will share the day. נקווה כגרש של שתיב ביקור, דיקסו חוד ההורים שו, מוקים שני איסו איסו טרייפו, ניקה בזפק. So it's clear. So that's a common term. רבי מאיר, not only ניקה בזפק, is clear, אפילו ניקה בזפק. The implication being, the common term is coming, so only ניקה בזפק is clear. But ניקה בזפק, it was completely removed, the זפק, then it is straight. But Rebbe says, even if it was removed. Now, so some Rishonim point out, I mean, as we started, that according to Rebbe, that he says, I feel in Tao, so it's only if it is in portion of the Zephek of the crop remained. If the whole Zephek would be cut out, so then the food would fall to the halal roof. Then it's certainly. But if the major portion of the Zephek was cut out, and the small portion would remain, so that there would be a channel leading the food from the patient in through the Na'ayim into the cultivar, into the gizzard, so then according to Rebbe it's Kshev. Then according to Rebbe, so it's Kshev. But according to the Rekame, it's straight. Mashiach in the case of Nika Pasepek, so then, of Nika Pasepek, just a Nekim, but not Nika. So then, even Tanakame will agree that the Sheva, that's what Tanakame says, Nika Bazet, Rebbe in Afunita. So that's only that the Tanakame is Rebbe. Now, there is a Machlokes Rishonim whether we pass like Tanakame, or we pass like or we pass in like head. But we can as a head, if the crap was just perforated, so then it certainly changed. So that's why the Mahava says, so only the God. So because the God of the Zefek, so the Gemara says, the God of the Zefek, the Omar Abed, the Tin Rav Shimon Levi, God is of Zefek, need a incubation. Hinche, Omar Abed, Rabbaye, Kol Shemim Tachim. Kol Shemim Tachim. So the Chava says, the Zehu Gagel, the Shemim Tachim Abeshe, Ki Sheyan Yechonim Tzadore, Abo Shor HaZefek, Shemim Kavizmu. Nita La Zefek, Trev. Why does the Machlokit between the Rebbe and the Chachom? And the Rabbono. So most Hashem pass like Tanakamu, not like her. So Rabbo also passes. Afilu nish tayobe, kidi sheyuchal ha-machal, labio min aveshet ha-lakum kebon. Because if the whole Zekek was cut out, and not the piece was left to remain as a channel through which the food will be able to go from the Reishe into the Kum kebon, so then, even according to Rebbe, it will be trainable. So then the food will have to fall. The food will have to fall into the halagum. So when is there a machleke between Rebbe and Tanakame? Only when a small piece, a minimum of zefek remains as a channel through which the food can pass from the veshe into the kukum. Nikat agoso shekina zefek mikukum on paper. Now, I don't have a piece of chalk, but I think that it's a beautiful movie, says a guy. This is the vision, right? The Aleph. This is the vision. And then it starts to taper like this. This is the Zefek. When you have the base, this is the Zefek. So, what is the juncture between the vision and the Zefek? It starts becoming narrow and starts to taper, you see. The Zefek here is wide. And then it becomes to taper down and to become narrow. So this is the God. This is the God. This is the God, or this is the God. So in other words, this piece has a din that's really the boundary between the Veshet and the Zefek. So the God of the Zefek is treated like the Veshet. So that means it will be in Egypt, let's say here, or there will be in Egypt here, so it will not be tapered. But if there will be in Egypt here where it starts to taper, or there will be in Egypt here where it starts to taper, so then it's considered like part of the Veshet. So then it will be a taper. So this is the Veshet, this is the Zefek, and here is the middle of Minayim, is the middle of Minayim, like an intestine that is like intervenes between the Zefek, the crab, and the cucumber. So you see, so the food goes from the Veshe into the Zefek, and then it goes through this Minayim, and then that's the middle of Minayim, and then two minayim, this is another minayim, another intestine that comes out here, and another intestine that comes out here, and this middle minayim leads into the kokma. Leads into the kokma. So, now there's a machlokes rishonim whether we pass through, like Rabbe, the tibni nital azefek. If it's nikar azefek, not nital azefek, so it's certainly true, I told everybody. Suppose it's cut out. So there's a machlekes rishonim, whether we pass like Rebbe or we pass like Tanakam. Most rishonim pass like Tanakam. The only nikar azefek is kshayor, but nital azefek is trefor. But even according to Rebbe, the nital azefek is kshayor only if the minimum of the zefek remains. In other words, suppose you will cut out this part of the zefek, and you leave this. You see, so to be able to go the food from the wheelchair through the middle of the line into the corkboard. But if you cut out the whole thing, so then there is no channel, there is no channel for the food to go from the wheelchair into the corkboard. Then everybody, this is what Ramon says, then everybody will agree that it's great. Right. Now, all right, so tomorrow, I would like to start very early tomorrow, because we certainly have to cover the whole Sinolama Dalet, and I would like to start Sinolama Hay. And Sinolama Dalet also has involved a number of Machlokes Lashem in Sinolama Gemara. So I would like to start very early tomorrow. Okay.
July 10th. 1981, Ches Thomas Hashem, Tavshim Memaf, Liana.
Now, this is Machlokes in Gemara Dafim Dalet. We went over it, we explained it. We took Dafim Dalet on Dalet, the end of the Omen. We took it like Ageres, Tone, Kamo, took it like Ageres, Behubo. We Hamo, Hubo, Ravoma, Rei Uvio, Vamelo, Rei Chalo. So we passed in Rei Chalo. Now what does it mean, Rei Uvio? Rei Uvio, Rei Uvio means the outer circumference, the world of the outer circumference. The Amul Rei Chalolo, and that's the way we pass it, it means the world of the inner circumference. Why? Because, I don't have a piece of chalk, but let's say, now, the Gabrieles, so it's a cylindrical tube, and then it's encompassed by a number of rings. Now, so the cylindrical tube itself consists of membranous tissue, but then it's encompassed by a number of rings that is primarily of cartilage, but not completely of cartilage. So, towards the erect, towards the back, so there is also membranous tissue. So in other words, so let's say, if this is, let's say, the cylindrical tube, and then there is one tabas, a cartilaginous ring. So, Rav says, Rei Uvio. What does it mean, Rei Uvio? Rei Uvio means that the major portion, if it is severed, the whole of the outer circumference. So in other words, if it will be severed, the world of the outer circumference, but it will not be severed in the world of the inner circumference. So, Rav said, Amro lo Rei Uvio. Let's say, suppose, that's it. So, I mean, where I put lines, that means, that represents the portion that was severed, where I put lines. So if it was severed like this, so it will have severed the major portion of the outer circumference, but not the whole, not the major portion of the inner circumference. So according to Rav, it's already trefel. But the Amr law, no. Reb Chalol. So we paskin like the Mandoma, most ashamed. Paskin, the Reb, the Rambam. So I mean, the Rosh, the Tur, they all paskin like the Mandoma, Amr law Reb Chalol. In other words, if it will be severed in such a way that most of the outer circumference will be severed, but not most, but only half of the inner circumference, or a minute of the inner circumference, so then it's not trivial, it's not available. Because the Gadaris is available. So in such a case, so if it's only Rei Uvio and not Rei Chalolo, so it's still not available, not trivial. Now, so that's the way it passes. So this is what به تو سه لگر شنیب سکره خوالا به ما که مقا و نشاخه خیفا اولی و نیب سکره خوالا افا پیش یاوهی پا کیفا امتیتر اینه او به یوهی ایسی هی کالز ده کاتلیج سو هی کالز او به یوهی بیکاز دیتس ریلیتیبلی سترڈی تاف این کانترست تو ده ممبرینس ایشی سو هی کالز ایفیل به امتیتر the outer circumference. So then you have all. So you see, it's not rainbow, it's not the rainbow. Half of you shall ever keep on the side of the wood and air of shale. Alright, now, the Bach says, look at what the Bach says here. Now, according, the Bach points out that the Amrelo, Rif Halolo, is not always a kule. In this case, where he severed, let's say here, he severed it here in such a way that the rope of the outer circumference was severed, but not the rope of the inner circumference, so then the Amrelo is a kule. But he could separate, he could approach the Gargeres from the other way. From the other way, as a matter of fact, this is the side that faces the heart, and this is towards the ear, towards the back. So if he cuts it this way, so then he will sever the major portion of the outer circumference without severing the major portion of the inner circumference. But suppose he approaches it that way and he severs it here. He sends it here. Not here. Now, so there you might have a situation where you will have severed the major portion of the inner circumference and not the major portion of the outer circumference. This is what the Bach points out. So it's not that that Rav is a Machmir and the Amrelo is a Mekir. It all depends how he's facing the Gargeres. Whether he's facing the Gargeres this way, so then it involves a severance of the major portion of the outer circumference, but not the major portion of the inner circumference, or he severs it that way, and so then he will sever the major portion of the inner circumference without severing the major portion of the outer circumference. So according to Rav, in that case, it will not be asur. And according to the Amrelo, it will be asur. This is what the Bach says. Now look in the Bach. Umashe kosa frit halolo, shom, read it one way. וקומה דרבה ואחונה אוהב עדות בדקו ורחולו ואחשרה וזו במיני ביסו ופוסקו הורי והראש והרמב״ם והרשבו ורד רבי רוחם ואוכי ילחס ידורי כמאחר מדברי סברת חום והסמק שקוסו פסוקס עד הגרס נח לתמרוי עם צורך רחולו ואיגי ורגול יום חולו דמירה שתיית אומרימה וחיבי לו ליפסי כבהדיה ובינו רבחלו לו חזר נעם מדרד גופי נעם ורחולו ולמי סלומה בו לא ניסה ולהתר וכסרי כאב ועדור לחום ומסור את רייס ועדפו ברגול יום כך נעם מדברי ולכן את המסייר כנת פוסקים ולמית רצו והגרס מצלחו so the Bach says that from the washing of the Sifra Tchum and the Smag it's Mashma that it's not Hucha whether we pass like Rav or like the second washing like Davidolo so Melee it is Svejit the Rai Sifra Chumre so in either case we have to pass the Chumre so if he slaughters it if he approaches it when he's facing the Nageres from the front towards the Ere so then he will sever the rave hekeifo and not rebubio and not rechalolo so then we pass through in such a case we'll pass through the chumre that it is rave because of Rav's And sometimes, in another case, we also pass through the Kisraite, if you will, sever rain of Uvio, but of the inner circumference, but not the rope of the outer circumference. But the Bach says that the Sefer HaTumah and the Smad are Yechidim, and all the other Rishonim, they pass through the Teres Radai, like Amrelo. That the important thing is Reif Chalolo, the rope of the severance of the rope of the inner circumference, not the severance of the rope of the outer circumference. Alright. Now, so that is one thing that is painful and not only painful. So the Zagageres is the veil. But then the Gemara mentions another painful. That is, suppose it was not severed the rubah, but there is a chisor in the gageres. Let's say a portion of the gageres was cut out. So if that portion has the size of Geisha, so there it's straight. Now, as it appears, even as it appears from the Rambam and from the other Rishonim, this halacha that Psukas HaGageres is the Bible, it's more than faithful, that applies only to Psukas HaGageres, when the outer circumference or inner circumference is severed the Rube. But suppose if the circumference is not severed the Rube, but a certain piece was cut out, so then it's only faithful, like Nikubas Arei. When we say that Psukas HaGageres is more than painful, it's the veil only when it was Psukas HaGageres, the Ruben. But suppose there is a chisor in the Gageres, in the Turkey, a piece in the science of the Nisa was removed, then it's not the veil, then it's only painful. Then he says, V'im nikwa, v'im chisor, kolz man shei v'neket ki Nisa k'sheo, v'im chosfot, v'im chasero ki Nisa k'sheo. Suppose it's not severed the Ruben, the circumference, but there is a slit, lengthwise slit in the gargaris. So then, v'yesh b'chisore, v'yesh b'chisore, v'yesh b'chisore, mitzkar v'chisa, v'yita, sovi, I came from the Kobun Dakin Zetzel Zekin Ikri Anapo in the form of a seed. He had tiny little Kobi in the form of a seed. So, in Yeshbem Chisore in Staff of the Isa, she Yeshbe Isa bin Kobi Mashoim Shebenee Trefo. In Eibem Chisore, she Uron Biru. She Uron Biru. In other words, this is not. The Gemara says, that the Gemara says, that if it's in the form of an apple, Gachem Hei, Omed Aleph, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, this is the first line, Nikwa Kinapo Mitzvah from the Ruben. And then the Gemara says, Yishtamte Hod Omar Rav Chelbe, Omar Rav Chomet Aburi, Omar Rav, Nikobim Sheyesh Vem Chisorem, Mitzvah from the Chiyisa, Vishayim Vem Chisorem, Mitzvah from the Ruben. So then Gemara says in so many words that if it's Yeshvem Chisore, then it's Mistare Vodisea, if it's Abram Chisore, it's Mistare Mirub. Now, but there is a Machlekes Hashem, when it's Mistare Mirisea, or it's Mistare Mirub. So what does it mean? Does it mean that we only consider the Nikobim, let's say Yeshvem Chisore? So it starts with Isa. So we only consider the Nikobim, but we cannot be mitzare the thing that is also, that is not in it. We can be mitzare even the Shoshim. So there is a machlek of Hashem. So the two apostles say, "In yesh kiisa, v'inkovim v'mashonim shebeneyem treif." So that was the two apostles that we not only are we do we consider the Mikomim, but we even consider the Sholem that is between one Ekev and another. So she yesh Isa in Komim Mashon Shemei and Preyim Vin Eivem Chisoy Shiur and Beru. But there is a Shitas Rishenim that we can only consider the Mikomim themselves, but we cannot be Mitzari the Sholem Shemei and Mikomim. Alright. ובאיב שיש ונקומים כנעקו אין שיעור עקב אישי יריסה ובאיבו הלוכי תהיה חמוקי מהמנוקו כנעקו ומסימו על פי חולו להקום אם יש בי שיחתי חוליחץ יצחובי של חולו הקום הנוק וממנו עם השולים שבנעקו תריפו ואילה כשנעודיס את הגמור דק ממד so the Gemara says the more I say Be'ifemai the second big line the second big line Be'ifemai now so Rashi says Be'ife Nikomim the Chisom Be'ife the Retro Meina Migadjen as the Deiki Isa Bicham Abishor so Bishlein by the Heimo so the Gageras is relatively large the circumference of the Gageras in the Heimo is relatively large. So then, in order to be trained, there has to be a chisom the size of an Isa. That's a certain code. Isa or a Talmud. But in an age, certain birds, so the whole bird is very small, and the gadgeris of that bird is very small. So then we couldn't say that only if the chisom is in the size of an Isa, also it will be trained for. Since the gageras is relatively small, so it can become trefor in with the chisorim that is less than the size of itself. So, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the chisorim is substantial enough in a name to be matched with the eif? So, the Gemara says, the eife, Omer Abitzu Benachmenu, Yibim Yifor, Shom Neder Abreza, Mikapwe Yominichei Alpiyakone, Im Chifre, Esrib akone treifo, vilav sheo. In other words, suppose you have, let's say, one little letter, and then you have another little letter. And let's say you have a number of people. So then you cut out the whole piece that has in the copy, and then you put it on the mouth of the gageras of that particular bird, and if the becoming cover the major portion of that mouth of the bird, so then it's like, this is what it says. So
Kidelis al pila abubo im abchaz godel kideishi kolens yeitzi ben isa trein vi zelo yesa vich isa vi lav sheini al ki isa mutzum zom shero kipu she adelis seis malekim. Now that's a gemore, but they are two pshot, Rashi's pshat and the Rif's pshat. The Rif doesn't spell it out explicitly, but the Rosh says what the Rif's pshat is not like Rashi's pshat. And the two pastors like Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, not like the Rif's pshat. Now let's see, that's the Gemara. Also that when Heyom Dalet, that's the fourth big line. Nidri Zoki Dalet. Omer Rab Nachman, Kedishi, Koneis, Isa Lerom. So Rashi explained it as follows. Nidri Zoki Dalet means, we will not allow Pchas, El Otomu Ve'eini, Zoku, Shom, Ki Dalet Bims Yisos. In other words, let's say, a real chisom would be a real chisom. That would be a real chisom. It's completely detached, removed. But suppose it is not be completely removed. In other words, it is cut out on three sides, but on the four sides, it's not cut out. It's like a door, you see. If it's completely removed, so then if the chisolim, the diminution, has the size of a nisea, so then it is straight. But suppose it is cut out on three sides, but it remains attached, you see. As a matter of fact, you can close it like a door. You can close the door when you keep it. So it's cut out like this. So that's not as serious a macro as in the case where it's mamish torn out. It's torn out, it's torn out. But here it's not, it's only cut out on three sides. And the fourth side, it remains attached. So melee, you can close it. So that's not as serious. So what size does it have to be cut out to make it rainfall, in spite of the fact that it's only cut out on three sides, and the fourth side it remains attached? So according to Rashi, it means Kedishi Kolin Sisa Lerope. Now let's say the shield is an Isra. Let's say this diamond, he has the size of an Isra Tower. Isra Tower is also a certain kind of a coin, an Italian coin. Alright, so let's say that this is the size of an Isra Tower. So if there is a real Nekev, so then, you just fit it. So then it's fine. But if it's not completely cut out, in other words, it remains hanging, on one side it remains attached, so then it has to be so large, this chisolim that is cut out only on three sides, and on one side it remains attached, has to be so large that the Nisaroi Talki will be able to go through it freely. Let's say, suppose the Nekev is exactly the size of the Nisaroi Talki. So then, you will not be able to push it through freely. You'll have to exert a lot of pressure and even to extend the rent in the Gadiyahs. Otherwise, you cannot push through a Matbeya of an Isra in a Nekev that is exactly in the size of an Isra, in order to be able to go through freely without any pressure, without any pushing. So then, in order that a Matbeya in the size of an Isra should go through freely without pushing, without pressure, then that Nekev has to be a little larger than the size of an Isra. If it's exactly an Isra, then it will not go through freely, readily, with ease, without pushing, without pressure. So if it's cut out completely, so then in order to be trained, it only has to be in the size of an Isra. But if it's not cut out completely, it's in the form of a Dallas, cut out on three sides, and on one side it remains attached, then the size must be a little more than an Isra, so that the Isra will be able to go through free. Otherwise not. This is Rashi. Now, yes?
According to Rashi, which way does the Isra have to go through? The Rosh Hashanah or the whole point?
Well, the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is, Kedishin Kolis Isra Lerombe. What is that?
The
rove. I mean in the width. Rove means width. The width. Alright. This is, so in other words, so according to Rashi, there is a certain kumeh. According to Rashi, it's a certain kulet. In other words, that not just Nisa will be makrifed, but a little more than Nisa, so that the Nisa will be able to go through it freely, without pushing, without pressure. All right. Then the Rosh says, the David explains it differently. I mean, not that the David spells it out, but the Rosh says so in the David. That according, in the Rambam Shiddi is also like that, that in the Rambam it's more explicit in the Rambam. In other words, let's say this is a Gavias. So Kidelis means, suppose there is a Gavias here. There's a Gavias here. And then opposite here, just Kinegar, there is also a Gavias. Like this. So that's Nifus of the Gavias. In other words, they are two coming, opposite one another. So here, on the contrary, there should be a Chumra, because it's not one Eker. It's two coming, opposite one another. So if you have one Eker, so then the size of Nisea is much bigger. So when you have two coming, one opposite the other, so even a smaller Eker should be much. But Gemara mentions here, Kishikone Sisa Lehombe, so that's a smaller size, that's a hole. In other words, if you have one Eker, so then it has to be, let's say, the size of a Nisa. But if you have two Mikoto, we have two become one opposite the other, so then even if it's not as large as this, but if it is large enough, so that way, when the Matthew is placed that way, it will be able to go through. Not that it should go through like this when Matthew is placed like that, but if the Matthew is placed the wrong way, like this, it will be going through. So in order that the Matveya should be able to go through when it's placed like this, it requires a larger Eker than to enable the Matveya to go through like this. So that's the whole thing. Alright. Now, we see the Rambam, how the Rambam mentions this halacha, Mitzvah of the Gavias. Now, Nikwa Dageres, Neket Mifulesh, Mishnei Zadel. Mishnei Zadel. So, the Rim doesn't spell it out so explicitly as the Rambam. But, the Pshat that the Rosh mentions in the Rim is Mamish like the Shiva's Rambam. This is how the Rif knew that this is how the Rosh knew that the Rif explained that way. Because the Rosh knew of the Shiva's Rambam and the Rambam followed the Shita of the Rif. So the Rambam is more explicit than the Rif. Nikwa had Adheres, Neket Mifulesh. Mifulesh means when you have two. Two becoming one opposite the other. Mishnei Dodel, Kedei Shimikone Isa Leor Beinvein. So Omar Avraham, Zeh Peirush Mishubesh, who Peirush and say, Al Mifreso. In other words, why? So the Mephoshim say, the Raivet explains the Gemara the way Rashi does. That's why the Raivet says, it's a Peirush Mishubesh. Ah. Now, but the two Menschen in der Woche, the two Menschen in der Woche of Mitzvahs of Kibbeles, like Hasidja, guess what you think?
How do we say it's the Kibbeles like the Kibbeles? Is it still like
the Kibbeles? Why? Why does the Kibbeles use the Russian? Why does the Kibbeles use the Russian Kibbeles? So the answer is because when you have the door, let's say in the house, so you usually have on the other side, end of the house, another door. So in other words, you go in through one door and you go out through the other door. That's why the Gemara uses the Russian Kiddush. Alright. Nidbis a Kiddush on Nidl Abchaz Elotol Veini Nizokh Shom Kiddush Al Piyabu Im Abchaz Kodem Kishim Kodem Zilei Tzidei Nisa Treyu Vizeu Yesa Mechisa Vilav. So in other words, a contrast of Shah, it's a Kuret. Because the Nekev is not completely cut out. It's only cut out on three sides, and it remains hanging like a door. So we need a larger Nekev in order to be matzeket. So it's a Kuret. We love Shehemi on the Kisa with Tzumtze, Shehro, Kiki Shehadeles, since the Nekev. We are Rambam Kosav, Nifriso. So the two follow the Shita of the Rosh, and the Rosh is Machriya like Rashi, so that's why he mentions Rashi's Pshat. Stop! He didn't say Rashi before. But then he mentions Rambam Pshat. The Rambam Kosar. Nitriso Nekev Nifurish Mishnei Zgodi. Kidei Shi Kodei Tzisa Lerov Betreifo. Vechei Kosar Kavaltes Chibi Shemikva Mishnei Zgodi Nitra Vishi Okot. Because according to the Rambam, why is this Rosh here, but it's also mentioned Isaac, but it's the Rambo. So,
according to the region
Alright, now this the two start discussing another thing. Mystically Oak, if there is a lengthwise slip, Apo Pisho Hosam and Kurum Trade, but men more Amor and Shalimisha and Kurum, Avanisha and Kosho, and my own Mato. Now that's also a Gemara Daphne Hay. Yeah, Daphne Hay, the fourth big line, Daphne Hay of Dalai. Omar Amach, no, the fifth big line. Nizik, Omar Amach. אפילו להשתייה בו אל החול יחס למיילו יחול יחס למטוק שלו זה נגוע את זה אי ומזה סליף אם זה סליף אגרס and then there is a slit but with Milo there is one ring intact and with Mato there is one ring intact says Shea but suppose you have a mashing effect on Milo, a mashing effect on Mato, so then it's not Sheol, then it's Sheol. There has to be a whole ring, a whole ring intact. This is what Rav says. Amru or coming to the Pichanen, Oma machuli o machuli become a Rav. Eleime, apiru in Shtayabu, ala mashing in Milo, un mashing in Mato Sheol. So the Pichanen was chilek a Rav, and he says, why that gay whole ring should be intact on top? As long as the mushroom is intact on top, and the mushroom intact in the bottom, even though there is a long slit lengthwise, it's still shaking. Now, So most of the shame passed like a virgin. Most of the shame passed like a virgin. Why? Because if there is a machlekes between, that's a cloud. If there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Yechane, so the Aloch is like Rav Yechane. So the two also pass us like that. He says, Avo Nisha Melekoncho Lemayu Matok Sheo. Matok Sheo. However, there are some Rishenim who pass in like Rav. There are some Rishenim who pass in like Rav. Neither the two nor the Mechaber or the Ramot pass in like Rav. But there are some who pass like Rav Yechane. But there are some of the Shemim who passed like Rav. Why? Because now they say that according to Rav Gershon's Gilsi, the halacha should be like Rav, not like Rav. Why? Now let's see. Here the Gemara says, again, the fifth big line that we know now, on the Rav from the Shtayim, on the Rav from the Shtayim, on the Rav אבו קאמל רבי יחנו מחול למחול בקמרה אלא אם אבו שאי בו למה שומעי ומה שומע תוקשי לו אבו קאמל רבי יחנו משמיד רבי יסי אבו קאמל רבי יחנו משמיד רבי יסי הוכי אומר לו ידים חברי בבוי לפושי קטן סובר צי הלכה שעשו הוכי נעשה אמרו גם את רבי חנן משני רבי ניס ומתעשים למי קדם הוכה כי מקום הרבי חנן משהו ומה לא משהו למטה אמרו כמי משני רבי ניס so according to Rashi so some Chachomim mentioned the same memory that רבי חנן said they said it to רבי חנן that רבי חנן himself said but it was mentioned to him that Rabbi Yisrael said the same thing that Rabbi Yisrael said. So, Amru Kabir Rabbi Yisrael Shri Rabbi Yisrael Noche, Omaru! So Rabbi Yisrael said to those Chachamim who repeated the same Aloche in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, Amru Kabir Rabbi Yisrael Shri Rabbi Yisrael Noche, Omaru! So Rabbi Yisrael said, to them, Yadim Chavre Babloyo Mitkushe, because Rabbi Yisrael apparently he was from Boca, and Rabbi Yechanan was in Eretz Yisrael. So, now Rabbi Yechanan himself said the same halacha, that it's not necessary to have a whole ring intact on top and the bottom. Just the marshal intact on top and the bottom is enough to make it kosher. But the same halacha was mentioned to Rabbi Yechanan in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, who was a Babloy. So Rabbi Yisrael prayed that and said, Yadim Chavre Bavoyim Yifushi Kayat. So that's Rashi's Yosef. But there was another Yosef that Rashi rejects, because Rashi says, Hochei Yassino, Amru Kamed Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yikedam. However, there was a Yosef, Yikedam, not Amru Kamed Rabbi Yisrael, Omar Mahru, not Amru Kamed Rabbi Yisrael, but Ikedam. So Rashi says we are not Geras Ikedam. Muki Rabbi Yashi, he is Geras Ikedam. Muki Rabbi Yashi, the second big one. Hochegasu. Ikedam. Amu Rabbonu Kamed Rabbi Yechere. Mishmeid Rabbi Yisi. Kleima, Kishomu Mishmeid Rabbi Yisi. Shabche. Viomalu. Yadin Chavre Bablo. So it's an open. Get a different shot. If we are Geras Ikedam, if we are Geras the way Rashi is Geras the way it appears in our text, so that means that when the same deed that there is a prerequisite of a whole ring being intact on top and a whole ring being intact at the bottom, when it was mentioned, yet our Lord has mentioned him of God, so he said, my holy, my holy. In other words, he rejected it. He didn't approve of this prerequisite of the whole Chuyye being intact on top and being intact on the life. And then, according to Rashi's Yosef, so the same Malochem that Rabbi Yechanan said, that it's not necessary to have the whole Chuyye intact. So it's mentioned Rabbi Yechanan the name of Rabbi Yisrael, and he praised Rabbi Yisrael's memory. That means he praised his own memory. But Mashiach came according to Rabbi Yashin's Yosef, so Rabbi Yechanan himself was crazy. At first, when the people spoke to him in the name of Rav, so he didn't succumb to Rav Shitin. Then it was mentioned to him that Rav says, in order to be Sheol, in order that a lengthwise slip in the Gaderes should not be matri, there has to be a whole chute intact on top, the whole chute intact at the bottom. So he rejected that halacha. He says, my chute, my chute. But then when it was mentioned, the same halacha, the Rav said, it was mentioned to Rabbi Yechel in the name of Rabbi Yechel there. He said, he is the sense of, so Rabbi Yechel, Chavon Bavloy, Rabbi Yechel knows what he said. In other words, so he was crazy. So that means, according to Rabbi Yashin Zvil said, Rabbi Yechel himself was crazy. Once it was mentioned that Rabbi Yechel agreed with Rabbi. So, and that is also the Zvil said of the same Rabbi. So it means, according, so this is, he says, why the Bach will be a Simon Dawe? Because here the Bach will tell that the Kodra Mugash, the Kodra Simon Dawe, who we have to pass for that. We may see Agaderes, she needs to go to Hasero, the Yedea in Nasa in Chaim, in Lab, Pesco in Motomache, the way, even Jogging Shero, the Lab Free, אם ידם יהיה ולחוליה לחוליה ומבר חוליה לבר חוליה that's also the more that we learn דפנו the seventh line from the end of Yom נו נומדל Abayim Yerom and Amet Abayim Makiki because Makiki means that you make a similar cut or neket and then you compare it with the neket for the cut in question and leave it look alike. So whatever is true of the neket and the cut that you artificially made after Shemite is true of the cut or the neket that you find in the behemoth or in the oak, whatever, in question. In other words, suppose there is a certain naked, there is a certain cut, but there is a subject as to whether that naked occurred before Shemitah, so then straight, or maybe it occurred after Shemitah. So then, Makib means you make a new naked in the cut, a new cut in the cut. Now, so certainly it's like Shemitah. And then, in the naked in question, in the behavior in question, in the gageras in question, is mamish, looks exactly like the naked that you made just now, which is certainly like a shkita. So it's a riot that the one in question is also like a shkita. Like a shkita. So maybe it's kados. So makivimikon. So, אמר הקופה לא יבוא על ידי זה חוליה, אבל בחוליה או חוליה לא, only in the same way. If you made the extra cut in the same ways, in the same section, and of ways as the one in question, but in another section, so you couldn't determine anything. אבל ביום חסר, אפילו מחוליה לחוליה, In other words, that if, so this is our two passages. Suppose there is a naked with the chisorin or the nisa. In the Gageres, but there is a shayla as to whether that naked occurred before Shkite, so it's praying, or it occurred after Shkite. The circumstances are such that it's possible that it occurred after Shkite. So how can you determine, how can you resolve that question? So we make a similar naked in another chul. Doesn't have to be in the same chul. In another chul, not in the same way. It can be, but, and if the naked humanity in the other room. So it looks exactly like the naked in question. Right. So it's an irony, just as the naked that you artificially made in the other room is certainly a Hashemite. But this is also a Hashemite. But we can only make a determination on the basis of the naked that you make in a hood in order to determine the question in the naked in question. But suppose the naked in question represents a naked in the cartilage tissue, that's hood. Bathroom is the membranous tissue. So by making artificially a naked in membranous tissue, you cannot resolve the problem we have, the question we have in cartilage tissue, or vice versa. In other words, if the naked in question happens to be the fibrous tissue, the membranous tissue, and then you make a naked artificially in a wound, in the cartilage tissue, and they look alike, so it's no riot. So we can only determine on the basis of the similarity of two microbes that happen to be in the same kind of tissue, in the same cartilage tissue, or in the same membranous tissue, but we cannot resolve the sophic on the basis of the similarity of microbes. When one nekev is in cartilage tissue and the other nekev is membranous tissue. I'm going to hold the bachulia and bachulia have a nechetzi of shaltabas to apimata. The mocking shemaskil is daki. Because even when you encounter, even the rings that encompass the cylindrical tube of the gargeres, so it does not consist completely of cartilage tissue. So let's say one third of it might be your fibrous tissue. So in other words, so we can only determine, resolve certain spheres on the basis of the similarity of becoming in the same kind of tissue. In other words, you see, so I took shot here. One pshat is that Bachulien has reference to the same ring, but to that portion, Kinegadoire, where it's not tough tissue, where it's not cartilage tissue, but fibrous tissue. Another pshat of Bachulien is that between the tissue between one ring and the other. We take off in the Mishnah. Hakone, we say, Vegi, Shenich, Rasta, Hasachose, Mispatze, ומשום מפורים ויום גימו רושי ויורך עוד עץ וגימור עץ וגימור עץ וגימור דק נחי ובאי אומר רבי ברן ויצו כברה לא, 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 אומר אמינה that is the second big line דק נחי ובאי the second big line Omar Amina Mishmir Rav Nachman. What the Kone happened? There are three vessels. Chat poison, one vessel leads to the heart. That's the aorta. It leads to the heart. The chat poison ray. And one leads to the lung. That's the trachea, the windpipe. The chat poison ray. And one vessel leads to the liver. I mean, it's the question, what is the word reference to when it says in hot poison drink? So many, like Nelson, so others say, not everybody agrees, but according to Dr. Katznelson, the hot poison credo has reference to the vena cava inferior. The vena cava inferior. Alright, so the reine kereid, the credo ki credo. So in other words, the trachea, I mean the trachea, the vessel that leaks the lung, so if there is a naked, has the same status as the lung itself. Just as the naked mashal in the lung is matri, so the naked mashal in the corner is also matri. Now, why does he have to tell this? So he says, So a naked mushroom in the corner is matri. It's not matri. A naked mushroom in the corner is not matri, because only a naked mushroom in the pension is matri. But we have to be cognizant of the more that when he over doubt. The more that when he over doubt. Because there the more says, now, the ninth line from the end of the Omer, the name of the Omer, Nikab HaKonel Mato Min HaChose Niti Kerev. So in other words, so the Gemara that the name of the Omer says that the lowermost portion of the trachea that is near the Rehe, so has the same status as the Rehe, even though it's still part and parcel of the trachea. But if it is Mato Min HaChose, it's below the breastbone, so it's near the rehe, so that part of the trachea is near the rehe. That a mash, a naked mash is mash. So this is what Amina says. Omar Amina Shmid Rav Nachman, what you call the hot bones of the aorta, the hot bones of the rehe, the trachea, the hot bones of the rehe. The rehe kerehe. In other words, but how can we say that the trachea, the kone, has the same status as the rehe? The rehe is becoming mashu, and the kone is becoming mashu, but it has her. Even chotzi kone pogo miskosha. The answer is, here the Gemara is referring to the lowermost portion of the kone. That is rematam nachotze. So here it's the kerehe. The kerehe. The rehe kerehe, the kerehe kerehe. Do we need it? How about the aorta? Pride ma'abachile. Ma'abachile. We need a pride, sorry. We need a pride. There is a machleke, because the more mentioned before a machleke. The ma'abachile masli, he mentioned it in the reverse. The rehe to rehe, in other words, that where the eveke is in the vessel, that leads to the rehe, even the lowermost portion. So the naked mashu doesn't matter. Just as the naked mashu is not part of the kone. So a naked mashu in the kone, in the lowermost portion of the kone, that is beneath the breastbone, with matter nachos. So they are naked mashu. So they are naked mashu. Does not, the rehe kikrei. So, even in the lowermost portion, so according to Malbachir, even the lowermost portion, in the bulk of the kone, so it goes without saying that the naked mash is not matri. But even in that portion that is below the chose, which is near the rehe, so even that, it does not become trained for with the naked mash. But the rehe kikrei, the rehe kikrei, and the vessel that leads the liver, that is in the inferior, is kikrei. So that's over there, so it is matrim, the mash, the liver, the aorta. So we have the machlekes. Now, how do we pass it? So he says, Hakone b'seite, mishenich mastachas achose, mispatze, misplitzo, umishom nipori, moyo mudim roshi, v'yoyachon neitem tzadalei, v'yoyachon nikobei, v'yoyachon nerei, v'yoyachon nerei, v'yoyachon nerei, v'yoyachon nerei, v'yoyachon nerei, v'yoyachon nerei, ורח פריסי, ושלושת המקובוס על ממש. So he passes the home, ורח. So you have two days. So even so far, so the machlekes is in regard to the kone that leads to the kone, the dina kira in fear. So according to the two, so is dina ki kone, and the naked mashu is not matri, the kone is the rach, so in the Dina Kiva inferior, the naked mashu is matri. גרגר שנפסק ריב חלולו ומוקי ברור ושחיק אוי למה לא מזה הרגע אסור ומי קונה כשיש לחיסון אל גייסר אסור ומי קונה לו ריצוע Suppose the chisorim, what the piece that was cut out from the kakeres, is not a circular piece. So in other words, if it's a circular piece, the chisorim, so then we have to determine as to whether it has the size of a piece or not. But suppose it's rectangular. It has a rectangular shape. So how do we determine whether it's safe or not? So in other words, we need to make a ritual we all call, itak ma'agoslo. Have it easier if you could with that perimeter, so you could form a circular piece that if it could be transformed into a circular piece that has the size of an easier, so that is a so. The ancient shape a shame of the key, the shield key is there, you can be shallow and say, the rain. Now this is the Rashbam saying that if we are not in the Shia itself, we don't know the exact size of the Nisa. So then we should be Mishai Reichav. So the Rambo explains the Mechap. Ufimash is going to be some Shia itself. Upoch is Mirei. In Kei, Mi Shei Vokhi. Yobei, Rehoke. Al Kei, Mi Rebi Rotsalema, Rei, Rei Chav Chol, Kodesh Rei, Vihu Poches Nechi Yisea. Of Mi Shei Vokhi, Yatri, Bichol, Yatri, Bichol, in other words, the Rashbo could be explained in two ways. The Rashbo says that if somebody doesn't know, he's not invoking the size of his. Now, he sees that the Gargaris of the behemoth has a certain chisor. But whether, let's say, the chisor is like this. Let's say, a piece of the Gargaris in that size was cut out from the Gargaris of the behemoth. But he doesn't know. Does that have the size of an Isra, or maybe it's less than the size of an Isra? No, Isra represents a certain kind of an Italian coin in this man Chazal. Who knows how large it was? So suppose he doesn't know. So what can he do? So the Rashbo says, let him use as a criterion, Reichav Chol Akon. In other words, if this is the size of the Chisor, and he doesn't know whether this is less than an Isra or is more than an Isra. If it's less than an Isra, so it's not right. If this is more than an Isra, then it is right. So what should he do? He should just find out whether this size constitutes the role of the circumference of the cotton. Whether this piece is the actual chisor in the gargaris of the day, and he doesn't know whether this is the size of the Isra or not, in order to be on safe ground, the Rashbo says, let him use as a criteria the rope halamakon. In other words, he measures the rope halamakon, and in this is less than the rei halal akone of this particular behemoth, so then it's shame. If it's more, so it's right. So the question is this, what does the Rashbo mean? Does the Rashbo mean, tilkach nishar lemisei, the rei halal akone of the behemoth? Or he means, the rei halal akone of no? Now it's a question of yes. It's very strange, I mean, that the Shach and the Taz will be Chilik and the Ramor in regard to Mitzvahs. So the Ramor says, now, since the Rashbo can be explained to us, one way of explaining the Rashbo is that if the person saw that the Gargaris of the day would so had the result that a piece in that size was cut out from the digestive data, but he doesn't know whether that is equal to the size of an insect, so maybe it's random, or that is less than an insect, maybe an insect is as large as this. And this Gadara says only his own was cut out, only this portion, so maybe it's not random. So what should he do? He should measure the circumference of the gadgets in question. And then he should see whether this piece that is descriptive of the size of the resort is more than the role of the gadgets or it's less. And if he finds that this piece is more than the work of the Gargeres, so then if the distance is more than the role of the size of the circumference of the Gargeres, so then you know it's right. But suppose he finds out that this piece is much less than the work of the Gargeres, so then you have to declare it as a shame. That's one way of explaining. But if we explain the Rashba that way, then we'll have to say that an Isa is more than the role of the Gagarets of the baby. Then we can rely on that criteria. Then we can use one. But suppose we say that an Isa is much less than the size, than the role of the Gagarets of the baby, so then that could be used as a criteria. How can you use that as a criteria? In other words, if we say that the Nisa is much less than the whole Gargeres of the behemoth, so let's say, suppose the whole of the Gargeres of the behemoth would be as large as this, and as large as this, and he found that the song in the behemoth in question, so it was as large as this. And so then he'll measure the whole of the Gargeres of the behemoth. The whole of the Gargeres of the behemoth is as large as this. Now this is much smaller. Then we'll say this behemoth is Sheol. But it shouldn't be Sheol. It should be Trefor. Because there are two situations where it can become Trefor. Either when it's there is a chisoni in the robe of the Gargeres, or when there is a chisoni in Isa. Now, since the Isa is much less than the robe of the Gargeres of the behemoth, so how can we use as a criterion the fact that the chisoni in question is less than the robe of the Gargeres of the behemoth? When the Isa can also be matched, and the Isa is much less than the role of the Gargeres. So the Rambam says, with the margin is better be some. The Shia Lisa, who poches the rain, you can use a booky, you're going to hook him. Has we shown him that he should use this as a criteria? The fact that the exact chisori is less than the role of the Gargeres and the rainbow, so that should be a criteria you are bound to be macho rain. Because then will be macho himself, will be macho as a rabbi. Because actually it is painful. Why is it painful? Because even though the chisori is less than the role of the Gargeres and the Emo, but it's much more than the size of the Nisa. So, what's the chapter Rashbo? Out in here, the Hotzolema, Rei Chavcho Kodesh Rei, the Hupok of the Nisa. That goes without saying that the role of the Kodesh Rei is much less than the size of Nisa. So if he doesn't know what the size of Nisa is, so then if he determines that Chisorin is less than the whole hollow of the corner of the name, so is then can be sure that it's not trainable because in order to become trainable there has to be a chisorin or a nisa, and since the chisorin is even less than the whole of the corner of the eve, Allah has come on the chamo, it's much less, maybe 10 times less than the side of the reason. So in other words, so why does the Rambam explain the Rashba that way, that when the Rashba says the Sharm is the Rebrich at all Akone, so he assumes that when the Rashba says the Rebrich, the Rebrich at all Akone, he means Rebrich at all Akone Shalei, not Rebrich at all Akone Vimeimo, because if the criterion will be Rebrich at all Akone Vimeimo, so then he'll be deceiving himself. He'll be marching at the Heimo when it's rain, because he will measure the size of the Israel and compare it with the size of the Rechav, and then he'll say that this is Cheo, but actually it's rainfall, because this the Israel constituted a Israel of the size of the Israel. But and it had more than an Israel. But he declared that the Rishayro, just because the Chisorin was less than the Rav Chol Kol Abeim, because the Rav Chol Abeim is might be five times as large as it is. So how can you use that as a criteria? So when Ashba says that he can use Reim Reichav Chol Akone criteria, he means Reim Reichav Chol Akone Shalev as a criteria, not Reim Reichav Chol Akone Shalev as a criteria. And what Rambam says appears to be a double portion, because it seems that the shear of Elisa is much less than Reichav Chol Akon of Elisa. God. However, the Taz and the Shach, they assume that it's a question of Mitzias. So they assume that the Reiv Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo is less than the size of Mitzias. So the melee, even Mitzias is that the Reiv Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo is less than the size of a Mitzias, then with somebody who doesn't know what is the size of a Mitzias, so he certainly stands on the same grounds if he uses Reim Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo as a criteria. So the melee, they are massive, both the Taz and the Shach are massive and Rambam. And they say that when the Rashba says the Sharm is the Reim Reicha Chol Akone, he means Reim Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo. And there will be no Mirshu. Why? Because Reim Reicha Chol Akone is less. Reim Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo is less than the size of the Nisa. So in many ways, he can use Reim Reicha Chol Akone of the behemo as a criteria. However, in the Nekudas HaKesef, so that was written, this part of the HaKesef was written by the Shah's son. And the Shah's son says that he is very amazed that his father, the Shah, was massing against the Rambam when it's a question in regard to a question of the Mitzias, and the Mitzias is the way the Rambam says. So this is a very strange thing. I don't know of any other analogous case in the Shulchan Aruch where, let's say, the Shach and the Taz would be Masik and Rambam because of the question of Mitzias. But that's the fact. In other words, the Rashba says someone who doesn't know the exact size of the Mitzias, and he takes notice of the fact that there is a certain chesed in the appearance of the behemo, let's say the chesed is as large as this, but he doesn't know, is that more than himself, so then the behemo is painful, or is that less than himself, so the behemo is chaos. So Rashba mentions the criteria. What the criteria? He should see whether this is more than the Reiv Reicha Chol Akone or less. If it is more than the Reiv Reicha Chol Akone, then it's Reiv. If it is less, so then it's Sheol. So the question is, what is it, Rashba mean Reiv Reicha Chol Akone? Reiv Reicha Chol Akone of a behemo, or Reiv Reicha Chol Akone of a no? So the Rambam says, Rashba and the Mechaber, they mean Reiv Reicha Chol Akone of a no? not the Rebbeinu, because the Rebbeinu is a Torah, the Rebbeinu could not do this by killing. However, the Shach Metah say that when the Rashbo mentions Rebbeinu is a Torah, the Rebbeinu is a criterion, he means Rebbeinu is a Torah, the Rebbeinu is a Torah. And then, because I guess it, so the Shach's son, he is passing against his father, and he is Machria, like Rabbo. But the Machlik is in regard to Mitzvahs, in other words. And so the Mitzvahs is, so according to the Rabbo, the Mitzvahs is that the size of Israel is much less than the rate of Cholakonel and the Hebrew. Is much less as the Rabbo. But the Shach Metan say that. So the Ramosh means that Shio Yisrael is less than the Reif Chiyo Kol Akone. So the Meile, when the Rashbos mentions Reif Chiyo Kol Akone, he means Reif Kol Akone, or the Noch. Mashiach Ki Meshach and the Taz, they say that Shio Yisrael is more than the Reif Chiyo Kol Akone of the Meile. So the Meile, they say that when the Rashbos mentions Reif Reif Chol Akone as a criterion, he means Reif Reicha Chol Akone or the Reif. Nikab some of the cape on the Kogun Dachin. Zay to Zay to the Kriyanab. He made the Chisor in Stav to Reif Chol. He used the Chisor in Stav to Isa. She Yish Ki Isa in Kogun Nashor. She made him Asso. Who shall the Kogun Sfuk and Kokar. She made the Nekib the Nekib for the Nekib. אבל מגילים ריסם שיר זה, אם אף שמילים מצטר, בי כי כפתינה פה, חייתי חמו כמם לא כפתינה פה, ומסים היה אותי חלו הקונה, ומבטלך לחפס והקונה עשו, ונחסר או גל גרש עליי, so there are more mentions to ship it. And that's discussed by the Rosh. יש את אינדים שערים, כמו יניקובו, כנאפו, והיא והרמב״ם, דוד ורמב״ם don't say it, but the Rosh deduces it from דוד ורמב״ם. יהי שאומרים, שערים, הקודם תקות לי, והקודם תקות לי, כי ערך השיעו, שהוא בידי מוקי ישר. סולמות, איך רצי לגן גרס, אם אינו, was perforated in the form of you see many tiny dots becoming, so then it's only pray for E. So he has to be chaitik. Suppose you have many dots. You have many dots. You have many dots here. And you have many dots here. So then you put it on top of the mouth of the gargaris. And E, that piece that is filled up with many dots, with many tiny covers, rows of the mouth of the bacteria of the oil. So then it's
the area.
Then one second, that's in regard to the caves where the bacteria is nikafkina. Now the question is, suppose it's not nikafkina, but there is just one piece of his own in the bacteria. Instead of many tiny covers, of many dots, many tiny copies. In the Gargaris of the Egg, you have a chisoy, a piece, a certain portion of the Gargaris in the oil was cut out. Now, in the Behemoth, if it's cut out, we have a shear. We have a shear. What's the shear? Kisa. But you couldn't apply the same shear regarding the oil because the whole Gargaris in the oil is not. It does not add up to an Israel. So the whole Gargaris, the whole circumference of the Gargaris of the bird is much less than an Israel. So how can you say that in order that the bird should be trained for, so we must establish that the piece that was cut out from the Gargaris of the oil should be in the size of an Israel, when the whole Gargaris is less than the size of an Israel. So obviously, a smaller shield would be matter. What smaller shield? So according to Rashi, so according to the Rosh said as follows, according to the Reed, so the shield is the same as like the Kubakinap, just as in the case where is the Gargaris of war, who was Mikum Okinawa. So then you take out that piece that has many problems, and you put it on the mouth of the Gargaris of war. And that particular piece is covers more than the whole of the circumference of the Gargaris. So then it's very, if it covers less than the whole of the Gargaris of the bird. So then it's Kshayor. So here too, if a certain piece, if a certain piece was cut out of the Gargaris of the air, so you take that piece and you put it on top of the Gargaris of the air. And in that piece that was cut out covers more, most of the circumference of the Gargaris of the air. That's according to the air. But according to Rashi, the Rosh says, according to Rashi, Rashi didn't spell it out. But according to Rashi, so we don't require such a thing. But then, Shal in Agoda will be Godly, the Akotu will be Kotne, the Fiera Hashio shall be the Kisa. Now, let's say, if an Isa represents this, if this is the size of an Isa, so then, and that is the shield of the Hisoin that will be marked in the name. The Hebrew is a relatively good thing. It's a big animal. So we determine what percentage, what is the ratio between, what is the ratio, what is the ratio between between the Nisa and the circumference of the Gargaris of the baby. If we see that the ratio between the size of the Nisa and the size of the circumference of the Gargaris of the Behemoth is 1 to 10, so that means that enough too, if the Chisorin will be, the Chisorin, the Gargaris of God, will be the ratio of 1 to 10. So don't you think, if, let's say, we determine that the ratio between a Nisa, the size of Nisa, and the size of the circumference of the Gargaris and the Hemo is 1 to 5. So that means that in enough two, if the size, the total size of the diminution in the Gargaris of the Hemo is 1/5 of the circumference of the Gargaris of the Hemo, then it's 3. So in other words, so there are two shittes. How do we determine the size of the Chisorin in the Gargaris of the Hemo? So what day is it Nisharim Kumim Kuko Kinap? And the other sheet is Nisharim Agodo with the Godway, the Akotu with the Godway, with the Eira Hashio Shei Bibim of Kisa. The same ratio that exists between the size of the Nisa and the size of the circumference of the Gargaris of the Hemo. If that ratio is 1 to 10, if that ratio is 1 to 5, so that means in enough too, if you have the same ratio, if the ratio between the size of the Chisori in the Gargaris of the Eid to the is the same ratio as if the ratio between the size of the Chisori in the Gargaris of the Eid and the size of the circumference of the Gargaris of the Eid is in the ratio of 1 to 5, so then it's